This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Well, hello. My name is Lauren Castella. I'm Vice President of Customer Success for Medrio, which is a clinical trial software company based in San Francisco, California. And as the Vice President of Customer Success, my focus is ensuring that our customers get the most value out of our system and they stay with us, they grow with us, and they become super champions and advocates for our brand in the space.
Lauren, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, my teams are very involved with user adoption. So as the VP of CS, I have three different teams under me. I have support, professional services, and customer outcomes where my CSMs are. And so CS is all about ensuring that our customers are using and getting the most value out of the product. So in that, we approach user adoption pretty seriously and in several ways. So first, I would say it's with onboarding, which I believe is the single most important part, because this is where our customers are trained on using the product. And we want to make sure that not only they understand how to use it from an introductory perspective, but then how do they use it in a more advanced way? We want to make sure that our customers attain value. So again, very important from a user adoption standpoint, because for us, we know what happens when customers use or copy studies or have a template, a library template. So these are indicators for us that our users have adopted our system. And when they use those features and functionality, that becomes a sign for us that they're getting the value out of Medrio that we would expect them to. And then finally, we want to make sure that users engage outside of our product so that they are engaged in our community. And when they do that enough, they usually become what we call advocates or champions. And they provide us as a business quotes and webinars and case studies. And that typically leads to buying again. So when I think about user adoption, I think about it very holistically. And I would say that, again, my team's involved several ways with that throughout the entire customer experience. And by being involved in all of those areas, we've really helped our customer base not only stay engaged with Medrio, but grow with us, and again, really drive new business for us as well.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So user adoption successes, I would say, is first and foremost developing and formalizing our onboarding processes as we scale. So we want to make sure that we have our onboarding programs in place. And again, I mentioned this before, but it's so important to make sure that your users are properly trained in being able to use whatever product that you have or get the most value out of it. And so for us, being able to develop that programming so that it grows and scales with us as an organization was probably one of the biggest successes. And in the end, that looked like for us, making sure that we had milestones that could actually measure that success, which for us and our users, they have built templates of their studies and they've copied those templates at least one time, or they've built a library of forms and have copied those forms at least one time. So those are big indicators for us. And so building out, again, that program that leads to those success and even identifying the success of users and what does that look like was a really important milestone for Medrio and something that we're really proud of. With regard to challenges, I think the biggest challenge that we face is turnover sometimes within accounts and identifying users that maybe have left or turned over, especially in accounts that aren't managed in a high touch way. So it's a lot easier for CSMs to identify users that have left and then figure out a program for the new users that come in. But for our accounts that have a low touch or a tech touch program, it's much harder to identify those folks. And this matters because if our customers, for example, configure a study poorly, this could lead to very little value attainment. And it could mean that they have a study that doesn't run properly or that the system doesn't work in the way it's intended, which then leads to very little value, which then could lead to churn. So that's one of the biggest challenges that we face with user adoption. And then the other thing that I think is really important with user adoption, especially for us, that can be challenging, is just knowing that individual users have very different needs. So within our organization, we have different types of users that use our system. And I imagine that most people do, even though you have maybe a primary stakeholder in operationally who might be using your system, there might be other people who could get value out of that. And so in our system, for example, we have different types of users, and they have different types of permissions that are allowable in our system. And while that's really great and it allows for a lot of flexibility, it makes training in our system sometimes a little bit challenging. Permission-based versus role-based types of training. And so figuring out a way to scale that up, that can be a little bit challenging on the user adoption front. So those are kind of the biggest successes and challenges that we face here at Medrio, but I imagine others do too. So I hope that people can start thinking through, okay, well, what's the best way to train my folks? What's the best way to identify people that might turn over in those accounts and start addressing it that way?
Lauren, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Sure, that's a great question. So when I think about improving user adoption, it's related to some of the things that I spoke about before. And my biggest advice would be, know who your users are. Understand the different sets of users and how they engage with your product. So for Medrio, for example, we have at least two different levels of users. We have people who configure our product, and those would be data managers or administrators. And then we have people who are the end user of that, which we call them site level users, people who are entering the data into the product. And so just having an understanding those two different types of user groups, we can actually create training and support based around what those user needs are. And I think that's going to be super important, especially for organizations when you realize you have these different audiences, because you need to be able to create a customer experience for that particular user group. So whether it's onboarding, whether it's ongoing management, they have different needs. So that would be my biggest advice. Understand your users, understand how they engage with your product, and build an experience around that.
Lauren, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Sure. So I'm involved in terms of my work around user adoption and my kind of general CS knowledge. I'm involved with several different organizations. So I'm a board member, part of the Customer Success Network, customersuccessnetwork.com. We post a lot of articles and we have different meetups that we're involved in. So as a board member there, I actually do blogs and posts. I also host different events and I serve as a panelist and speaker on those events. And so we have all of that information found on our website on the customersuccessnetwork.com. So that's one area. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. It's just Lauren Costella. It should be easily findable. And you can follow me there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at L Costella. And then I also blog on the CS playlist, and it's just the csplaylist.blogspot.com. And finally, I have work that's syndicated on the Success League. So I serve as an advisor there, and it's the successleague.io.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.